Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So let's get back to what might be happening here if Senator Rubio gets his hearings. And the question, only question would be here is if the Democrats take over the Senate, then you're hoping, I assume, Stephen, that there'll be a move, but it will be a part of the new administration.
Well, let's clarify a little bit. The move that he just made is not about hearings. It's simply about making a commitment with, in other words, if we sign this bill, and by the way, until it's signed, it's not a bill yet, but the way the bill is structured right now, and even if this gets pulled out of the bill, the fact that he tried to put it in the bill will be marked down. History will note that some files regarding the subject, which has become extremely prevalent, need to be delivered to the Intelligence Committee. And I think everybody kind of knows what that means. So that's where it's at. Now, let's talk about hearings. Rubio absolutely knows that Christopher Mellon and the Nimitz pilots and maybe some others have been up on that hill for a good while now, holding meetings with members of Congress, essentially private. In other words, they're not being discussed. Nobody's going out and getting a couple of people mentioned they had them, but they're just not doing anything else. It's all private, off the record in a sense. He knows that's going on. It's very possible he got one himself. We know Mark Warner got one. And so if Mark Warner got an interview, it'd be kind of rude not to give Marco Rubio one. And so let's assume he got briefed. So he is fully aware that the groundwork for hearings is being laid by the Two of the Stars Academy. And particularly Christopher Mellon. And these are not trivial people. They've got infinitely more clout than I have. I mean, they're the real deal. They're insiders, and they're representing other insiders. And so Rubio could easily conclude that, like, when the door opens for hearings, they're going through it. Now, I'm not going to be the one sending the witnesses to the Hill. It'll be Christopher Mellon and Elizondo and those people. And obviously that right away gives them even more credibility. So legitimate hearings could happen very quickly in the new president. Rubio has staked out his position. That's good. And the other thing I would recommend is that people should be looking for more GOP guys and ladies and gentlemen, to start making maneuvers to set themselves up for next year. Watch for it. Obviously, if I see anything, I'll be talking about it and posting. But I don't think Rubio is going to be the only one. Remember, what's coming is the biggest event in human history. Nothing compares to it. If you're attached to it, this pandemic is pretty big, right? It's big. Supposedly, it's the biggest pandemic since 1918. It's global and it's huge. And I can say with some confidence that every politician on the wrong side of this pandemic, their career is over. They may not know it yet, but they're dead poles walking. The ET issue is magnitudes more important than coronavirus, COVID-19. So I got to believe some others are going to start staking it out. So what I'm saying is, if we have that change of administration, based on everything I see, I expect quick movement from the TTSA. Suddenly hearings are going to be in play. Bada bing, bada bam. Millions and millions, tens of millions of people will watch all of them. And the ET issue will literally explode. But it will be in an orderly fashion. There will be hearing here and hearing there and witnesses brought forward. And everybody that's interested in the field will get all excited. The rest of the world will be watching. And, yeah, a lot of people are out there. Oh, hey, look, we already knew that. Get on with it. Announce the ET presence. Fine. But no. By having a reasonable length of hearings, let's say 3 to 4 weeks, where 40, 50, 60 witnesses across a number of areas, a lot of them insiders and military, come forward and start laying out the larger picture. Maybe they'll be nice and invite an activist like me or one of the researchers we all know and well. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. They may just only go for people that have powerful resumes. But in any event, the awareness and the subject and the understanding that, yeah, it's all real, will just grow and grow and grow, and then at some appropriate point, the Congress, leaders of Congress, and some top people from the DOD, I don't think we need the intel agencies at that point, will get together with the president and they'll say, Mr. President, I think American people now understand that, that this is quite real and we've got a huge amount of evidence that's been laid out under oath. I think it's time to go ahead and confirm the ET presence. And so this way is very minimally disruptive.
I have a question that obviously we're going to pose here, but we have to look at both sides. All right, we know what the polls say, and we know what the trends are, and those who do study presidential polling and the situation with the campaign where we are would confirm very much of what you say. Will there be a new president? Possibly the Democrats will take over the Senate with a few seats. The House will be in Democratic hands. But just saying here. Okay, because we're trying to be fair and balanced here.
Of course.
The other guy is reelected.
Okay, there are four possibilities here. A new president, Senate doesn't switch. A new president and the Senate does switch. Same president, Senate doesn't switch. Same president, Senate does switch. So, four possibilities. If the current president is reelected, and the Senate switches so that the Democrats have substantial power. I can do almost anything. And that certainly includes holding hearings. I think they have a very, and the To the Stars Academy, of course, will be in the middle of all this. They'll be in the mix. They have a very interesting decision to make. It's incredible, really amazing, historical kind of decision, the kind of stuff that will be discussed and written about forever. We have the power to hold the hearings. We chair every committee. As this unfolds in those hearings, and there's no way the president can stop hearings. Can't be done. This will all unfold, and the world will see the truth of this through these hearings. And the Democrats will obviously get the lion's share of the credit. However, the current president will be the disclosure president, and for at least 3 to 3.5 years, maybe, will be the post-disclosure president, being the one that can shape in some regards. How we deal with the post-disclosure world, both domestically and in the foreign affairs. And I'll add one thing, that the post-disclosure world, that world which immediately follows the announcement, will be the most complicated set of issues, options, and implications that any leader of any country has ever faced in the history of the human race.
Well, maybe that's partly why they don't want to get into it, because it would be way too much for them to deal with.
Well, they're going to have to get into it. It's only a matter of the timing. I'm simply saying that that is a fact. This is a fact. And so as they think about this, they have to consider that truth. If you think that the complications that we have seen and experienced over the last 3.5 years of foreign policy, domestic policy, financial, whatever, and which is a lot, believe me, the issues and complications and equations that will turn up after disclosure far exceeds that. They will demand. They will put the ultimate demand on every world leader every world leader will be taken to the absolute limit of their intelligence, their education, their skills, their diplomacy to the max, certainly in the top countries, maybe not the lesser countries. So that's a fact. Okay. So that's part of the equation.
We've got more equations, folks, to give you. And a very interesting question I'm going to ask of Stephen Bassett in a moment. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're making this very U.S.-centric, regardless of the four scenarios. that occur with the election.
Right.
We have something that's going to happen inevitably. But what do our friends like Vladimir and other leaders that maybe we don't like very well? Well, are they going to do, or will they try to upstage us? Because certainly there's lots of sightings in Russia, lots of sightings in China, lots of sightings in Saudi Arabia. You know the picture.
Of course. I feel I have a pretty good handle on the developments in the U.S. I cannot say that in any other country, believe me. I have been to Russia, walked around the Kremlin a little bit, but I've never been to China. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can speculate based upon what we know about Xi Jinping and Putin. But the best I can do in what I would consider a useful statement is that if I am planning out the process, the disclosure process, under whoever is the president, assuming they choose, because anyway, we didn't get through all the other options, but let's assume that something now gets underway under the new president or the next president, whoever. And things start to get rolling, and it's clear that this is it, right? Believe me, it won't take but a couple of such hearings, and everybody will figure out this is it. But we're going to do this in an orderly process. We're going to take a bit of time so that people can sort of get a picture and know a lot about what's going on before they suddenly get it confirmed to them that ETs are here and that those trips you've been taking every couple of months in the saucer, yeah, that was really happening. If I'm Vladimir Putin, and given the relationship I have with the United States and what's going on and all the sanctions we've put on Russia and all the terrible things we said about them, which may or may not be deserved, the temptation to jump right in the middle of that and go ahead and make the announcement and pull it out from under the U.S. would just be overwhelming. And so I can say that there is a very realistic possibility that as we go about an orderly process here involving profound and important congressional hearings, the disclosure president will end up being Putin. Xi Jinping is also a possibility, either one. They may be even competing with each other. I'm sure they're looking at each other from their comparative countries going, I wonder if Xi Jinping will steal this. Maybe I should. What's going to happen? But there's two major leaders who have enormous, much to gain by grabbing the legacy of being the first head of state to confirm the ET presence. I've said this 1,000 times. I don't know if people believe me or not, but this is politically a massively significant thing. And so if I'm the U.S., if I'm dealing with Congress, if I'm part of the team that's we've been talking about TTSA, I'm thinking about that too. I'm thinking, gee, we don't want to drag this out too long. I mean, let's get some hearings started, but let's don't wait too long. Get the hearings, get it out, boom, bada bing, and then disclose before somebody jumps in and takes the glory. There's that consideration. Let's take another scenario. If the Democrats take the House and Senate, but Trump is still president, the Democrats might drag it out because they would prefer to have Putin be the disclosure president rather than Trump. That's a possibility. Don't know. Some would say that's pretty unpatriotic. I don't know. But you can see that this is a quadratic equation, right? This is very difficult. And nobody is talking about this equation on television. I guess it's my job. I'd love to do some TV, by the way, and I'm going to be getting on there soon. I have a plan. But this is the kind of thinking that they've got to be going through.
Well, okay, so everybody here at the table has got a hand, but nobody wants to be the first one to show their cards. And there's some pretty good reasons for that. Like, on the disclosure issue, the nature of the evidence is such that disclosing that they know also discloses in part at least how they know. And it's not likely that the DOD or the NSA are going to want that. So even if there is an admittance that alien visitation is a reality, nobody is going to see the actual evidence. Nobody's going to want to say, oh, yeah, we've just got that super secret satellite just up there that's been taking pictures. And, you know, U.S. citizens or Chinese citizens or Russian citizens or military bases or whatever it happens to be, because they're not going to want to admit that. Right? So this is a huge problem.
The logic of that statement explains pretty much why there was a truth embargo. Okay. But nothing lasts forever. Ultimately, that embargo has to end. So there will be various levels of discomfort to various people, though I think it's not going to be as bad as people think, because the worldwide interest in the subject is going to be so huge and the excitement level so high that there's not going to be that much people running around finding out whose head they can chop off and who they want to picket or accuse of being liars or what have you. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But nevertheless, there's potential problems. But be assured that the amount of stuff, the amount of information, the amount of research, the amount of everything that's in the vault, in the USAP, USAPs, in our government, is that they could be handing out goodies for a couple of years and not run out. Disclosure means confirmation of the ET presence. What we learn after that is a matter to be decided between the American people, the White House, and the Congress, and to some degree the military intelligence. I'm sure you, we're just not going to get everything at once. And I assure you that there will be some things that will be, well, hang on to the bitter end.
There's going to be a lot of stuff we're never going to see.
This
kind of returns us back to this issue of language, right? So when we're looking at this Politico article, really good article here, it says that sets up an unusually public debate on Capitol Hill about how extensively the government has been tracking high-performance aircraft of unknown origin or UFOs. Now, wait a minute. Aircraft, at least in the United States Air Force definition of it, aren't to be included. They were not to be included in UFO reports. Very, very clearly from Air Force Regulation 202 from February. So now what we've got is a situation where, well, really, maybe they're not aliens. Maybe we're not talking about alien visitation anymore. Maybe we're talking about very sophisticated high-performance aircraft of other nations. Mm. And now we're getting into something that is not of interest to us necessarily as people who are looking at alien visitation, but the same type of technology that is used to track those sightings, those reports, is going to be used to track enemy or other nations' military aircraft as well, and they're not going to want to let those people know how it is that they got that information.
That statement that he put in that bill is all about ETs, all about UATs, I assure you. The language undoubtedly is designed to mitigate some of the risk, but you have to understand that Rubio and these other people, they've been following all this stuff that's happened since the TTSA launched in October. They know about the Nimitz. They know about the gun camera footage. They know about the witnesses coming forward. They know all of this stuff. What they know and how they maneuver publicly are two very, very different things.
Let's stop for a moment, then we'll pick up more with Stephen Bassett and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fight continues for the end of police brutality. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst believes that mayors of cities with autonomous zones are not doing their jobs.
They're not trying to find solutions with racial injustice. They're not sitting down and having those dialogues. They're just allowing anarchists to take over in these zones. What about all of those other residents and business owners? They really are suffering through this.
Senator Ernst is introducing a bill that would defund cities that allow for autonomous zones. In New York, hundreds of protesters camped outside City Hall. The protesters are part of a national movement that seeks to regulate police, hoping for more spending on other needs like housing and education. Police officials have warned that the budget cut is coming at a time when the city has seen a surge in shootings during the first 3 weeks in June. This is USA Radio News. One governor is reevaluating part of his plan to reopen his state's economy. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get close and to drink and to socialize.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the data looked good when they decided to reopen the state's economy. Now he says the state's obligation is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus.
A judge has told longtime Trump ally Roger Stone that he cannot wait till September to do his prison time due to COVID-19. The judge said he must report by July 14th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, UFO or UAP disclosure lobbyist Stephen Bassett's here, the second half of the show. He'll be rejoining us, by the way, on the After the Paracast podcast. And we're talking about lots of interesting developments with regard to disclosure. Before we go on, Stephen, just one left field question here. We're assuming here that any ETs up there or visiting us are not involved. Now, they can just as easily, all things being equal, take it into their own hands, and no matter what we do or try to do, they could control the outcome.
I don't know about control the outcome. Well, I don't know about controlling what we do, but they can certainly preempt the process anytime they want. And if they do, they do. I can't worry about it. But I do not see any evidence of ET fingerprints on this at all. And if you look at the way they've conducted themselves overall, they have their thing, they're doing their thing. They are concerned about choices we make or don't make. And they certainly are interested in human beings. And a lot of what they do certainly helps the Citizen Science Activist movement. I mean, my God, all the stuff they've been doing is what we've been chronicling and researching and bringing to the public's mind. If they were absolutely, totally cloaked all the time and you didn't even know they were here, it would make our job a lot harder. But they really made the job pretty easy. So I think that they're letting an organic disclosure process go forward, but you're not completely detached from the timeline. Which brings us to probably the most important ET evidentiary set of all, and that's nuclear weapons tampering. The evidence for this is, and by the way, you can be sure that that'll be one of the very first hearings, right? Bob Salas, I keep telling him, Bob, stay healthy. Get in some exercise every day and don't get COVID, for Christ's sake, because you definitely will end up on a hill. There are three ways that the ETs tamper with our nukes. They turn them off, they turn them on, or they inspect them.
Right, yeah, we've seen all three.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on where it is that incident is happening. If it's in the U.S., that's where they've been seen to or are believed to turn them off. In Russia, however, that's where they've been reported to have actually come on. But that can be explained by the nature of the fail-safes.
I don't
know. Because I've looked into that. They can be doing exactly the same thing, but in the United States, if a component fails, which is what's been happening here, and they found the components that have failed afterwards. Now, whether those have been caused by ET or not, we're not sure. But when those components fail, then the system goes into a shutdown. But in Russia, when that happens, the system would go into an automatic launch as if, well, we've already been attacked, maybe everybody's dead and can't push the button, so that they would go into an automatic launch mode. Now, hopefully they've changed that.
Okay, look, that is a possibility. I've certainly not seen evidence of that. I'd have to see some. I mean, it'd probably be virtually impossible to prove. But let me mention this. We don't know all of the nuclear tampering incidents. We know the ones that people have come forward on, right? But there have been others that were contained. Same here, the same in the Soviet Union. I believe they've done a turn-on in the United States. I believe they've done turn-offs in the Soviet Union. And, of course, then the third category, which we don't have too much info on, but it's a major case and very well known, was, of course, Rendlesham Forest. And in that case, they shot a beam down. I say inspect. Actually, that's not the word I wanted to use. Inspect is not the word I wanted to use. Deal with, I think, is a better term. Well, this information is relatively recent and confirmed by one of the key witnesses. Down into the nuclear bunker and right down to where the weapons were and left a hole in the cement. So what are they saying here? One, in terms of these weapons, which you are so in love with, whatever you plan to do with them, understand, we can turn them off, we can turn them on, right? And we can destroy them. In other words, if we can blast a beam down through the bunker into where the nuclear weapons are stored, we can destroy them. This is a pretty clear message. Most of the witnesses to these events, generally their consensus is this is a message to us. And the message is more of a warning than it is a threat. I really don't know why the ETs would need to threaten us. The fact is that any reasonable person would know that we have no chance against them. So why make the point? But that's open to discussion. I mean, that would make a fine debate and be very interesting. I think fundamentally it's a message. So what do I get from that? For the entire, my entire life and your entire life, the world in which we live, and I'm including every living soul on this planet for the last 70 years, every living soul has lived in a world that stood on a platform. There was a platform underneath it, which everything else stood on. What was that platform? It was called Mutual Assured Destruction. MAD, one of the greatest acronym combos ever. So why is it a platform? Very simple. Over the last 70-some years, everybody had understood that the only thing that keeps us from falling into the abyss is that the concept of mutually assured destruction would hold. That everyone with those weapons would not use them because total cataclysm would result and everybody gets destroyed, nobody wins, all right? This has become a cliche, but it's more than a cliche. It's the fundamental platform on which we live, and we've been living that way so long, we've taken it for granted. It's like the floor beneath us. Who pays attention to the floor? We assume there's going to be a floor there. What if tomorrow disappeared? There's no floor, and you're going to fall 10,000 feet into blackness. That's the world we live in. And the fact is that the Cold War hasn't ended. It's still going on. It's just a little different. But we're still working with MAD. MAD is the platform on which we stand, and it could drop away at any time. But the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists are not trivial people. They're serious people. They've been doing what they do with their doomsday clock for 73 years. And it's not an accident that clock is now the closest to midnight it's ever been.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. And it's been so many people haven't really paid much attention to that. I follow it to some degree because while I came out of the sort of the nuclear age when I was young and it was sort of an interesting thing. But as we've grown up and followed this, people were, you know, it's become passé. Oh, nuclear weapons, you know, that's so passé. Like, you know, yes, there's so many more other exciting things to think about out there in the world. But, I mean, these are really powerful weapons, and they're still developing them. Some of them are really scary, too. It was just last year that they had a site big accident and over in Russia. One of their actual test missiles blew up, and the radiation detectors went off all over the place, and doomsday clock inched up a couple of other minutes. And then we find out that what they're working on are underwater torpedo type ICBMs that are like cruise missiles that go underneath the water. You can't catch them. You can't stop them. There's no way. And they come in near cities and blow up in the ocean and create a giant tidal wave.
Yeah, and hypersonic maneuverables. And look, we're still.
How are we supposed to deal with that?
Well, deal with it is you get rid of the damn nuclear weapon. All right? In other words, we're still a bunch of kids sitting in a warehouse full of a million tons of dynamite throwing matches at each other.
Yeah, we need E.T. I was going to say not necessarily destroy, I suppose, but disable them. Too bad they couldn't do it all at once, all over the world, so that everything just goes completely.
Well, it's one of the questions I would ask them, given the opportunity, but we do know this. They turn them off, they turn them on, and they've made it clear they can destroy them at will.
More to come with Stephen Bassett and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Now, Stephen, again, one of my left-field questions, my infamous left-field questions. You did mention Rendlesham earlier. There is a book out from Nick Redfern suggesting Rendlesham was basically a government experiment. One of a number of government experiments. What's your perception?
He's a cool guy and he writes books. He'll take a thread or an idea and a concept, he'll run with it and write a book. That's fine. I don't buy that at all. I think we have a pretty good idea what happened there, and we have a lot of witnesses and a lot of solid evidence for it. So I'm quite comfortable with the general understanding right now of Henderson Forest.
Okay, so let's continue then. We're on this thread with nukes. So what happens now? You feel that if disclosure comes out about UFOs or aliens mucking around with our nuclear arsenal, that would be a pretty big issue for disclosure.
Well, it'll be one of the key things that the hearings that you need to be about. That information is out already, but it's not been dealt with by the Congress, which, of course, any reasonable person would consider an unbelievable failure on the part of the Congress. But the fact is that the Congress has failed so often, so in such grand scale that, like, yeah, where do you fit it into the rest of their failure? So it's like somebody that's committed so many crimes that they commit some awful crime and you don't even really react to it. It's like you expect that. But believe me, once this issue comes back in the forefront, that's going to be right there in the front. The reason we were talking about it, though, was whether the ETs have a timeline, whether they are actually affecting this process, the disclosure process itself, or whether it's completely in the hands of humans. Again, until I have clear evidence otherwise, I say it's completely in the hands of humans. But books have been written, Fate of Giant, UFOs and Nukes, press conferences have been held, lectures have been given. There's been plenty of articles, not as nearly enough. It was testimony to citizen hearing on disclosure. So the tampering of these nukes is out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even back when Ruppelt wrote the report on unidentified flying objects, he had reports in there back when the 52 DC sightings were going on that these big UFOs were flying over Los Alamos. Now, that's the lab, of course, that did the research on developing the nuclear weapons. And I guess there's no coincidence now that it was Trump. He's decided to reopen Los Alamos and reinitiate the whole nuclear weapons program. So, you know, if the ETs are going to do something about that, maybe now's the time.
I don't expect them to do something about that. No, I don't anticipate anything there. But the point I was going to make is that I'm sure there's an awful lot of high-level people who know this issue, are aware of it, studied it to some degree, even though it may not be their main job, but they're influential, people of substance.
I was going to ask you this. In your experience, how many people do you think are in government or have been in government in the past who are either believers in alien visitation or are firsthand experiencers? Like you say, there are these people, but like how many are we talking about in your experience think are out there?
Yeah, well, the people that work in government are no different than people that don't work in government, really. Very, very much, they're just people. We've polled and polled and polled on this subject. So assuming the polls count, I'll give you a more recent polling number. The number of people that believe the extraterrestrial thing is real, the phenomenon is real, is about 33%, but it goes up with education. So the more educated you are, the more likely you're convinced that the phenomenon is extraterrestrial. The number of people that don't believe the government is huge, 85, 90%. So this applies. Now, the number of contactees is somewhere between 2 and 5%, I think. I use the lowest number that's ever turned up on the surveys, 2%. So take 2% of the government. How many people work for the government? For every 100,000, that's 2,000. Do I think there are contactees currently sitting in the Congress? Absolutely. What's 2% of 535? It's 11.
But do you know who these people are? You're the guy right there on the ground. Like, have you talked to any of these people in person who are in there that, you know, behind the scenes?
I have talked to people that are part of the government, but I assure you they do not talk about this. Period. They just don't. That's the truth embargo. The truth embargo is complicated, but at its core, it's made up of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who have made the decision that it is not in their best interest to address this issue publicly, no matter what they know. And they do it because they believe it's the right thing to do. The government has a national security matter here. They may even have non-disclosure agreements and so forth. And so their silence is key to the truth embargo working. But as you know, that's breaking down. The number of people willing to come forward is growing. More are going to be coming. Doesn't take a lot. But I think the point I'm making is that there's plenty of people in positions in governments all over the world that are aware of the nuclear tampering incidents. So what does that mean? It means they're aware that the ETs clearly think this is a big deal. And it is. And the message many of them are getting is that, look, we're not going away. Maybe you ought to announce us. Maybe you ought to acknowledge us. Maybe you need to hold disclosure. Why? Because I can make a pretty good intellectual case that the only chance we have of getting rid of nuclear weapons is disclosure. In the post-disclosure world, the basis is finally there for the world's nations to finally make a decision as opposed to trying to drag it out for four more generations. And we get rid of the nuclear weapon. And so disclosure, in that sense, there's a timeline, meaning we're telling you, right, these things are ridiculous. And anybody that is telling you that you need those to protect you from us is lying to you or a fool. So that's not going to work. The only thing you can do is use them on each other. And I'm not aware of a single contactee who has ever reported. The ones that get information, many do, many don't. But they'll get some information, they'll be told something, they'll see something. Not a single one in all these years has ever reported, oh, the ET showed me this image where we started a nuclear war and they stopped all the missiles in flight. Never.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, I've seen that in sci-fi, but it's not also just the weapons that they seem to be frowning on, but we've seen them around the power plants as well.
I don't know. Look,
power plants are definitely an issue.
Well, look, I think you need to say the environment. they do give images of environmental destruction again, and that seems logical because we are ruining the environment, and that's a problem. Okay. Again, these are positive indicators for me.
But then why don't they hover over coal-fired plants then, or nuclear, or you know, maybe, I mean,
maybe they do. We don't know where they go and don't go.
They seem to be interested in nuclear stuff for sure.
Well, yeah, nuclear stuff. Well, you know, remember Chernobyl?
Oh yeah,
Chernobyl. The whole story of Chernobyl is unbelievable, and that wasn't a bomb. That was a plant. The point is that nuclear power and nuclear weapons are an absolute existential threat to the human race. It has taken 4 billion years to get here, right? And these are advanced species that know how long it takes for a sentient species to develop. And apparently, they're trying to point out that we need to deal with this. The Mutual Assured Destruction platform that we currently stand on prevents a long list of things from happening. There are so many things that the human race could do, could agree to do, cooperate to improve the situation, but it can't happen because on the platform on which we stand, like a chessboard, we're not allowed those moves. In other words, the bishop can only move on a diagonal. It can't go somewhere else. So we have confined ourselves to this platform, which has certain rules and certain allowed moves. And we can't fix anything. We simply cannot fix anything. And if we do fix a little something, we give ourselves a huge amount of applause, right? Meanwhile, everything else is going to hell. And so I think there is a timeline here. Exactly how the ETs are measuring, I don't know. But I ascertained, particularly the nuclear tampering evidence, that they are trying to convey a time urgency issue. So you take all of that and put it in the context of disclosure. Now put it in the context of politics. So if you're a knowledgeable person, this issue of hearings or no hearings, this issue of who's going to be the disclosure president and when, all of this stuff, even it's massively significant, and I'm sure it's seen that way. Just because it's massively significant doesn't mean that you're going to start going out and getting repeated interviews about it. It's still an embargo underway. The embargo is has not been ended, and there's great political risk.
We've got more risk to take here in our final 4 segments with Stephen Bassett. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.